Hey, did you sleep in on
Friday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch-up.
Catch-uppers, how you going? This is Friday's show.
Nath, I want to give you this opportunity. So take your time. I want you to talk about whatever you like.
Anything.
Because usually the Jimmy Nath show is a 50-50 experience. Mm-hmm. You bring things to the table, I bring things to the table. For those of you listening, that's how we plan the show. We both come up with stuff. And then the other person has to agree, has to.
It's a teamwork thing.
Yeah, they have to go, I like that. And you know what? If they don't like it, it's fine. Because it's a 50-50 show.
Yeah, but sometimes if we really don't like something, then it just doesn't make it, does it?
Yeah, no.
I mean.
But no, this is this opportunity. I don't know what you're going to say. You could say anything in the world.
Like, do you want a story?
Anything
do you
want
a word?
It could be a phrase. It could be a story. It could be a question you've always wanted to ask Uncle Jimmy.
Okay.
But whatever you'd like, mate. Take your time and, you know,
all right,
tell them anything you want. You can say whatever you want.
All right. I think I've got something.
Okay.
Can I borrow your tweezers? I don't have any.
What would you like to borrow them for?
Will that affect whether you say yes or no?
I'm interested. It may affect it. It may not.
What if I say eyebrows? My eyebrows aren't dirty. They're just big. I just need to get some hairs out of them.
So you're thinking about getting your eyebrows skinnier?
Yeah. That's well, I mean, it's... I need a chainsaw to get these things skinnier. Just to, you know.
What if I don't let you borrow my tweezers?
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got big eyebrows.
Yeah.
Got big bushy eyebrows if no one's ever seen them. Give your personal Instagram a plug.
At Nathan Roy or at John Howard.
What if I don't let you borrow the tweezers?
Yeah.
But as your best mate,
yeah.
I'll let you borrow the whippersnipper. Because that's what you need.
I thought this was a 50-50 shot. I thought we had to say yes to everything. What happened to that?
Yeah, I'm saying yes. You can borrow the whippersnipper or the hedge trimmer. There's two options.
Enjoy the podcast.
About to talk diets, Nath.
Oh, I love them.
Which is great because I just had my oats for the morning here at work at HIIT and there's no full cream milk in the fridge.
Do you reckon it's because it's Friday and someone's taken it home for the weekend?
I swear there were four bottles here yesterday. I don't know what happened, but I had to have skim milk. So I feel like I'm on a bit of a diet now.
Mm.
Do I look skinnier?
I'll tell you, stand up. Okay. Oh, you're looking good, Jim.
Did you have skim milk with your oats or something?
I did. I've switched to skim.
Oh, you must have.
Look, now this is huge news because apparently diets don't work. Mm. There's a new study of 600 people, cost $8 million. And they split them half. They went 300 people. They gave them all different types of diets. And then they just went to 300 other people. Hey.
Don't diet. I would have loved to have been on that side. I know where I'd want to be.
No, they went to the other 300. Hey, eat whatever you want. Eat healthy, though,
mm-hmm.
and exercise.
Okay.
That was it. That was the only instructions they had. Eat healthy, whatever you want, and exercise. Mm. And it turns out that those 300 people lost heaps of weight, while the people that went on diets... didn't lose weight. Some did, some didn't, some put on weight.
So it wasn't consistent.
Yeah, and they say it's because it's, you know, people diet for a bit, but then they have a big indulgent day or they try and sneak.
Cheat day.
It was just cheating, just
because
sneaking
they feel like
something.
They can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've dieted, I can have it. Whereas they just say balance is the key. And this is huge news for Australia, Nath, because the weight loss industry in Australia is worth $641 million.
Jeez, just to lose a bit of weight.
So that's gym memberships, paying for diets, clubs, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, wow.
Now, Nath, you and me, we're reasonably fit people.
Ah, I mean, depends what your term reasonably means.
Well, yeah, we're different body types.
Yep.
I'm a very skinny bloke
yep.
who loves to run.
I think you're an endomorph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, do you work in the weight loss industry?
Oh.
How would you describe yourself, Nath?
Chunky but funky. I'm thicker build, probably not as lean as I should be. Don't do much cardio.
No.
Bit heavier.
Yeah.
Like the beach weights.
So I think we can do what we can do now for everyone listening. We both give them our tip. Jimmy's tip will be for being a bit skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Nath, your tip will be for bulking up, adding a bit of muscle.
Yeah, muscle and amongst other things.
Muscle and fat.
Insulation.
And a bit of tire rubber. Do you want to go first, mate?
All right, I'll go first.
Yeah.
I've got two parts to mine.
Okay.
The first thing is just avoid anything in the gym that you can't pick up.
Yep.
So, obviously, you can't pick up a treadmill, unless you're massive, in which case, yeah, go ahead. But anything you can't pick up, avoid it.
Yeah.
Second thing is, when you have that moment of, oh, do I need this? Should I eat it? don't have that moment, just eat it. Yeah. And then when you worry afterwards, just don't.
Okay. Just so you're saying eating. Just lift weights, eat whatever you want, don't worry about it.
And don't, just don't worry.
Yeah. Okay. I've put some thought into this.
Okay.
Because people look at me and they go, geez, Jim, you're skinny. Mm. You're looking beautiful. And I say, oh, you, thanks. You're welcome. But, Nathan, I've put some thought in. So if you want to lose weight, come and drum roll.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah. It's very simple. You put down the fork!
Jimmy and Nate on Hobart's Hit 100.9. We want a tea. For a tea.
But I pity the fool.
It's Jimmy and Nate's Tea for Tea. For Ultra C.
Yeah.
Can you not speak over that?
Sorry, I just got excited.
It took us like 2 weeks to get that made. You ruined it. I'm done.
I was giggling. I was giggling over it.
What have I told you? Told you specific rules about giggling over production. Sorry. And look, Hobart was upset because sales of Cascade Ultra C Blackcurrant Cordial dropped. It is the taste of Hobart. Mm. And the man behind it all, David Lennon, put up a little petition. Now, I can officially say, give us a drum roll, that sales of Cascade Ultra C Blackcurrant have increased.
They've increased.
Contact to Woolies, it's just gone through the roof.
How good is that?
So we feel like we did a good deed. Yeah. And look, we got some T-shirts made that we did give David Lennon. You can head to our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath, see the T-shirts there. But Nath, we just realised that we've got two T-shirts left.
Mm-hmm.
And these are limited edition Cascade Ultra C T-shirts.
And also good quality T-shirts as well. They're like a sports top.
Yeah, they're our friends at, was it Pyrex Sports? Predix?
Yeah, we probably should have. Down.
Should have had that on the piece of paper. They've made us, these are sports T-shirts. You know, they're good, high quality. They're great T-shirts.
They breathe well.
They breathe. They might be the best T-shirt I own.
Yeah.
So we've got two left. So what we thought, we would do this, the T for T, for Ultra C.
We want a T for a T.
But I pity the fool.
It's Jimmy and Nate's T for T for Ultra C.
Yeah, very simple. Just give us a call, 13 12 16. We'll give you a free Cascade Ultra CT, and all you have to do is give us a T-shirt back.
Yeah, and it can be any T-shirt, really, but it's got to have some sort of meaning to it.
Yeah, we need swapsies.
Yeah.
We're not giving... These T-shirts are very high quality. Yeah. Nathan, we'll both keep them, won't we, Nathan?
Yeah,
we'll
100%.
We'd give them to family and friends, but we thought we'll give them to you guys first, but we just need something in exchange.
Okay, 13 12 16. Give us a call if you want a free T-shirt. We got two of these limited edition Ultra CTs to give away, and we're giving them away next. How good is that?
Yeah, you just need to call us and go, hey, boys, I got this T-shirt I sleep in. I'll give you that. And we'll go, hey, Steve, we'll give you a Cascade Ultra CT.
Great way to go into your weekend with a new new T-shirt. 13, 12, 16, if you want one, doing it next. I'm here.
We want a T for a T.
But I pity the fool.
It's Jimmy and Nate's T for T for Ultra C.
Yeah, very simple, Nate. We've got some limited edition Cascade Ultra C Blackcurrant Cordial T-shirts.
Wow, I said that five times fast.
I don't even remember what I said. We've got these limited edition T-shirts. Thanks to our friend Alex Thomas. He's a big fan of the show. He's got these made. They are Vertix. Vertix. Yeah. I think that's his company. He sent them in. Good bloke.
Yeah.
But they're very high quality T-shirts. The only catch is we'll give one away. You just got to give us a T-shirt in return.
Well, Mick from Berrydale's called up. G'day, Mick. How are you?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, we're not too bad, buddy. You're on your way to work this morning?
Yeah, mate. Just pulled over to have a chat to you guys.
Oh,
that's cute.
I love Mick. No, he sounds like a top bloke.
Well, I love him already. I want to give him three T-shirts. Now, Mick, the only catch with getting these free T-shirts is you've got to give us a T-shirt back. It's a T for T swap. Now, do you have a T-shirt that you're going to give to us?
Oh, I do.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. What kind of T-shirt is it, Mick?
It's just a plain T-shirt, and it says, get what you pay for.
Get what you pay for.
How long have you had this T-shirt, Mick?
I've had it a little while now, so that's why I'm willing to trade.
Yeah. So you feel like you've got enough life out of this T-shirt. It needs to be given to someone else. Find a new home.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Mick, out of interest, how much did you pick this T-shirt up for?
Well, it was a long time ago, probably about $15-$20.
Oh.
Well, you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Mick, so is there any stains or any holes in this one? Is it a bit loved, a T-shirt?
Oh, yeah, it's loved. It's probably got a little few pinholes here and there, but other than that, it's probably faded. It's faded, and yeah.
Oh, faded's in now anyway.
Yeah, mate, some people pay for faded and ripped jeans, so.
It's well worn.
It's well worn.
Well worn, okay.
That's good, because we're giving you this. It's a brand new T-shirt, so we want something that's loved and something that you've had in return, so.
Oh, yeah, I like this T-shirt. You get what you pay for.
Hey, Mick, does it, like, you've obviously worn it often. Does it have your smell on it?
Yeah, it can do. I won't even wash it before I send it out.
All right, you get the T-shirt.
You get the tea, Mick. You get the tea.
Get up with Jimmy and Nath on Hobart's Hit 100.9. Follow them on socials right now.
Very exciting news for students and kids listening in the car right now. Because the Australian Council for Education Research, they sound like a fun lot, first of all, don't they? They have proposed that schools get rid of report cards and grades for students. Genius.
Yeah, as a child, I was, I wouldn't say I was the best student.
Yeah, studious wasn't the descriptive word they'd use for you, was it?
No, I mean, I was quite smart, still am.
just ask him.
I'm a very intellectual type of guy. But no, I was quite very talkative, as you can imagine.
I mean, you're in the right occupation then, aren't you?
Yeah. I think a teacher once said, oh, you're going to go work in radio? Yeah, I am, Stacey. Yeah. Look at me now.
And see, that teacher changed your life.
Yeah.
Did you call her Stacey?
Yeah.
Were you called by her first name?
Yeah.
Oh, you were a real treat, weren't you?
Yeah, teachers hate when you call them by their first name.
So basically, the Education Research Council, they've said they want grades based more on age and to be an open dialogue. So basically, the kids would go in and sit with the teacher and their parents and they would discuss how they're going as opposed to putting it on a bit of paper.
Yeah, I like that. You know, there's a bit more onus. You've got to look the kid in the eye. You've got to look the parents in the eye and it's a bit of a chat.
And say, you suck. Or you're really good.
No, you never say.
Depending on how you are.
You'd never say. That's the thing. I you bring up a good point, though, like saying you suck. Like, that's what an F is.
Mm.
But realistically, no one is bad.
Yeah.
It's just everyone has different strengths. And I think that's a bad thing about schools sometimes. It's like some people are really good at some stuff, but some people aren't that good.
Well, maybe they should get rid of the F grade and it should be P for participation.
Well, that's 100%. You're 100% correct, Nate.
You tried.
Some kids are just going to be naturally, some kids are bigger than other kids and some kids are smarter. Mm. It's just the way it is. I'm happy they're getting rid of the report card.
Well, unfortunately, I know you're unhappy that they're getting rid of the report card.
No,
Jim,
I'm happy they're getting rid of it.
Oh, you're happy.
Yes.
Well, unfortunately, I have a report card for you.
Okay.
So coming up next, I've sat down and I've assessed your performance in certain subjects over the past week. So maths, science, English, music's in there. And
you know, I made one of my teachers cry once.
Yeah, don't make me cry. So coming up next, Jimmy, I'm going to deliver to you your report card for the week. Jim, we're just talking about the Australian Council of Education Research. Basically, they've proposed to the government that schools get rid of report cards and grades for students.
I think it's a great move.
Yeah, but unfortunately for you, I'm a big believer in report cards and grades. So
you're a big fan of them.
So what I've done is I've sat down, listened through the week, and I've given you a report card on your performance through the week in certain subjects.
Okay.
So what I'll do is I'll read to you, because you know how the teachers often, they write a little description and then give you the grade.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll give you the grade first. So for maths, over the week, you got a C+. So that's not too bad.
Yep.
Room for improvement. Now, the reason you got a C+ is because yesterday you had a bit of an issue with finding out what half of 900 was.
Mate, half of 900, that's 450.
Good on ya.
Yeah, I do this for
Couldn't
a job.
Do that.
Yeah, thanks. You saved my bacon there.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you and teach you because I'm the teacher.
And you're right, because earlier this morning, we got the buzzer beating coming up and I couldn't convert feet to meters. I had to Google it.
Yeah. So you're getting there, but it's a C+. It's not a fail. Yeah. Room for improvement, buddy.
Okay.
In English, a bit better, a B+.
Please. I'm clearly an A+ student in English. Well, look at me speak. I sound delicious.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the way you speak because earlier this week we were doing some live reads, some ads for a certain company, a certain cafe, and you had a problem pronouncing the word burger.
With a large burger. Why did I say burger? Well, it says burger to be fair.
I mean, it's a hard word to say, burger.
That happened off air. There is a sanctity of trust that you have.
Doesn't matter.
One needs to know that I can't say burger.
You say it into a mic, it goes out.
That was for you and me.
This is honesty, mate. This is a report card. B+. A little bit better.
No, this is like you're grading me for things that didn't even happen in class. I'm out on the playground.
I'm watching you, okay? Always watching. Science. Now, your grade for science is a C-. Now, this is a little bit disappointing because it's not because of lack of knowledge, because you have a great scientific knowledge, a great understanding of it.
I'm just good at knowing things.
Yeah, it's more your attitude towards science because yesterday we were talking about the holes in crumpets and why the scientific reason why there are holes in crumpets, and you just seem to be uninterested and not willing to dedicate yourself to science. Well, I've never really given it much thought, though. when there's holes in the top of the crumpets. I mean, I've just looked at it and gone, oh, that's cool. I thought that was a design thing to separate it from toast. Don't you reckon?
I've never thought about it. I've just looked at it and went, crumpet. If I go to a party on the weekend and going, oh, Steve, did you hear about the crumpet update? Apparently the holes are little chimneys.
A little bit disappointing.
Yeah, well, who cares? Crumpets. Holes. Nothing to do with science.
And finally, Jim, this is a bit of a combination of your electives, Spanish and music together. You've actually got an A+ for this because your Spanish has improved dramatically.
Yep.
And you're also a master at the trumpet now as well. So this happened earlier in the week. ¿Por qué no los dos? A+, mate.
That wasn't me.
Yes, it was.
Hobart's Hit 100.9. Follow Jimmy and Nath on Insta, Twitter, or Facebook. It's time for future NBA superstar Jimmy, the Swish Smith buzzer beater.
Y'all ready for this?
Oh, yeah, it's Jimmy's buzzer beater shot. 3 weeks in a row, Jimmy has attempted a 20-metre basketball beater shot from his desk through a basketball hoop. He's out there live at the moment. Jimmy, how are you, mate?
Well, refer to me as the Swish, mate, because that's about... That's what's going to happen.
The Swish.
I know, people call me the Swish.
You should get a tattoo, maybe.
Don't kid. I'm about that. I'm about getting a tattoo that says the Swish.
Now, Jim, as we just said, you've had 3 attempts at this buzzer beater shot. Let's relive your last 3 attempts at it. 3, 2, 1. Shot.
Yeah, well over.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
I missed again.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, off the ring. That was so close.
The ring.
Next week, I'm getting it for sure.
Your last one was very, very close, my friend.
Yeah, and I got it straight after. So I missed that shot, did it during the song, and I got it in straight away.
So you are capable of doing it. This is the thing.
And that's when people started calling me the Swish. Also, good in the last one, if you call it the ring...
Yeah,
that's actually the hoop, mate.
Oh, what do I... Oh, so that's the why ring. You're the basketball guy, that's, not me. That's why you're taking the shots, mate.
So, Nathan, we're just about to go live on the Facebook. So, the Hit Facebook page, you can head there. We are live now. I'm getting the green light. I'm about to get the green light.
So, you can go and see this on Facebook Live if you go on the Hit, Hobart Hit Facebook 100.9.
No, we're currently experiencing technical difficulties.
All right, well, people can listen on the radio. It's fine. They can visualize it.
While we get the Facebook Live going, we're up, we're about. Nathan, I'm just going to take some people through where the desk is and to the hoop, okay, mate?
You do it.
So we're just going to walk over to my desk right now. This is where I sit here in the Hit offices. Oh, my God. What's this on my desk?
What have you got?
Is this an NBA contract? I think it is. That's crazy.
From who? From what team?
I don't know. It just says Jimmy's NBA contract. Looks like it's my handwriting.
It's open. It could be any team.
It's definitely not. Now, Nathan, I'm just getting the basketball. Now, we found out this morning from my desk to the hoop, that is 15 metres.
Yep.
Mm. I thought it was 50. I've been robbed.
To be honest, I thought it was 20.
So. I'm just thinking, did the offices shrink? Did someone move the hoop?
Oh, maybe the hoop's been moved, buddy.
Maybe the hoop's, because I feel like it was 50 when we first started.
I don't know if it was 50, but I definitely thought it was around 20.
Okay, now what I'll do is I'll just walk everyone down to the hoop. So, yes, it is 15 metres. We've officially measured it, but it feels much like 50 metres. athletes will know that. Once you get out to the track of the field, it just feels a lot bigger than what it is.
Once you have an NBA contract, you really understand it, don't you?
Yeah, well, Usain Bolt's known for saying when he gets out to the 100-metre track, this feels like a kilometre. That's his famous saying. Hey, man, I'm from Jamaica. This feels like a kilometre.
You just made that up.
Did I? I'm the athlete, mate. I chat to athletes. We hang out in our athlete village, just shooting the breeze.
Jim, quickly talk to me about the environment. How's the wind out there? Any wind factor? Anything that's going to distract or impede you today?
Well, that's the thing, Nath. We can't really speak about it till afterwards, can we?
Okay.
Because, you know, as an athlete, afterwards you start playing the blame game if you missed. But then if you succeed, if you win, you say the conditions were perfect. Nothing was working against me.
All right. Well, Jimmy, this is the moment. This could be the moment that you finally do your buzzer beater shot and get it in for reals.
Yes. Well, again, last time I did this was last Friday and I got it in. So the last time I did this, it was off air, No one heard it except the people in the office. So I'm doing this for everyone listening again on the Hit Facebook page. Hit 100.9. Nathan, I'm going to put my mic down because it sort of impedes my throwing.
No, well, you need to put that down.
So, Nathan, you can just count me in the buzzer and then we'll come back and let people know how it went afterwards.
Okay, Jim, are you ready?
Yes.
The buzzer beater shot in 3, 2, 1.
It's time for future NBA superstar Jimmy the Swish Smith buzzer beater.
Y'all ready for this?
We can now officially call you the Swish.
The
because
Swish.
You got it in.
The Swish Smith. The video is on the Hit Facebook page, Hit 100.9. You can see me throw a ball from my desk into the hoop. I did it. I'm a legend. I'm a winner.
Mate,
yes.
You know what? I just need it. I just slow clap.
I mean, well, look, there were moments, mate, when you doubted me.
There was, but that happens to with every coach and player.
And look, you know, mate, I'm just, adrenaline's pumping through my body.
This isn't in mine, and I didn't even do it.
I've never won an Olympic gold medal, but I can only imagine this is exactly how it feels.
Talk me through the moment when that ball left your hand.
Yeah, look, so from my desk, 15 metres to the hoop, it felt good out of the hand.
Yep.
It felt like, I was like, we could be onto something. It drifted a little bit right about midway through the arch.
Is that because of the spin you put on it? Maybe there's a wind factor?
I'm not sure. I feel like, you know, maybe it was just God tempting fate.
Yeah.
Just moving the ball a little to build suspense.
Well, because shots like that, they just aren't supposed to be made. So no. Maybe it was fate going, no, it can't go in, but you were just too good.
Yep, and then it dropped. It went in.
And then it went. But, and also a swish.
A swish.
And a
clean.
Such a lovely sound.
Mate, and you know, this
I'm actually tearing up.
It is, and it brings me to a sad point because I've signed my official NBA contract.
Yes.
So I may not be back Monday. Mm. I may have to, you know, continue on my journey. And the next part of Jimmy the Swish Smith's life is becoming a professional NBA superstar.
But you've only got one shot.
I want to thank all my radio fans for this journey. Thank you for being with me. I wouldn't be here without you, but it'd be rude of me to neglect my basketball fans, which are growing by... Look, Jimmy the Swish Smith's trending on Twitter. Yeah, millions of people just want to see me out in the NBA court.
Okay, look, if you want to keep the basketball thing going, how about we do it again next week, but we extend it?
So what are you? So you're saying further away?
Let's put another 5-10 meters on it.
Well, look, I'll tell you, Nath, for you, what I'll do is I'll ask my NBA coach if he can get me out of my contract to come back on Fridays just to do a shot for you.
Oh, God.
You can still call the show Jimmy and Nath. I'm just here once a week to throw a ball through it.
Yeah, it's time for the gossip.
Yeah, you know that we got it.
What you doing? You got to stop because it's time for...
Gossip Guy.
Gossip Guy.
Jim, you're an expert with the glossies, with the magazines. You help inform both me and Hobart of some glossy stories. Once I understand them, on behalf of the people of Hobart, I... XOXO. Ding them through.
Now, huge news now for Jurassic World fans.
Mm-hmm.
Universal Pictures has announced that Jurassic World 3 will hit cinemas on June 11, 2021.
Oh, that's ages away.
Yeah, so... Just in case you didn't know, Jurassic World 2 hasn't come out yet.
Oh, yeah. So they're doing a Star Wars?
So Jurassic World 2 is called Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Right.
And that hit cinemas June 22, 2018. So
right.
This year.
Mm.
So bold choice by Universal to announce a sequel before the...
Because they haven't got the reviews of the first one yet.
Well, the first one was a hit.
The second one, rather.
I'm pretty sure the first one's in the top 10 for biggest grossing films ever.
I loved it.
It was. I really loved it as well. But I still think bold choice to announce the third film before the second one's even come out.
Mm, yeah, devastating. What if it... Yeah, can they take that back or have they just got to commit now? Is Chris Pratt signed on the dotted line?
I assume so. You wouldn't announce it without having any people in it. Oh, they got the dinosaurs to sign off.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And that's huge news now in the radio world because people are saying that Jimmy from Jimmy and Nath may be signing a professional NBA contract. Huge. Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, they've been seen together again at Jeremy Bieber's. That's Justin's dad.
Oh, Jezza. Yeah, big fan of the show. We've had him in a few times.
The old Jezza got married over in Jamaica.
Oh.
And Justin invited Selena Gomez as his partner.
Jamaica's a cool place. A cool place to go. I've never even thought of going to Jamaica. I wonder if Usain Bolt came to the...
This isn't discussions with Nate. This is Gossip Guys. The both times you're like, you wonder if they've signed on Chris Pratt. I'm just telling you, mate. Do you understand what's happening?
Yes.
Okay. XOXO. And finally, Actually, I need your opinion on this one.
Okay.
Because the Biebs, he's been busy. He was photographed during the week chatting to Jerry Seinfeld. So Jerry's pulled up at some traffic lights in LA.
Yeah.
And then him and JB have started having a chat.
Oh.
Yeah, so the paparazzi have taken some photos, put it up online. Now, I'm going to read you. This is real. This is a real thing.
So this actually happened. How long was their chat for?
Not sure, but Jerry Seinfeld tweeted about it.
Okay.
Okay, so this is what he's... This is his actual tweet. I told Justin if I make B-Movie 2, because Jerry made the B-Movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I told Justin if I make B-Movie 2, he'll have to be in it.
Oh, clever. Well done.
He can be Justin Bieber.
Ah, yep.
I hope he's not too beesy.
Oh, well done. Beautiful from you, Jerry. Jimmy and Nath on Hobart's
Hit 100.9. Nath.
Yes.
I found what the most popular thing at the clubs is at the moment.
It's not saying the clubs.
Well, when I'm out there partying with my other NBA stars,
this is going to go on.
It is, because I got the buzzer beater shot. If you didn't hear it, I got the buzzer beater shot. We'll try and put a video up later on the socials. And also download the catch up. You can head to the Hit app to get the catch up to witness sporting history.
To be fair, it was a great shot. I'm
Thank
very
you,
proud
mate.
Of you. Later.
But right now, Sir David Attenborough. He is the thing, all the clubs. He is the clubs.
Yeah.
You think clubs, you think Sir David Attenborough. It's called Jungle Boogie, Nath.
Yep.
Jungle Boogie. It's a massive hit. It's when the club becomes a rainforest. They play David Attenborough highlights on a projector and get DJs to play house, disco, funk and soul over the top of him going, here we'll find...
Oh, I love it.
...an elephant in the...
Because he has such a beautiful voice. I don't know about you, but I could watch a David Attenborough film with my eyes closed just to listen to him.
Does he do audiobooks?
Oh, that's a good question.
I'm assuming he would with that voice. He'd have to be.
Imagine if he did like Harry Potter or something.
Oh, you're onto something,
That's an option. Nobody steal it.
But right now, it's all about the Jungle Boogie. Yeah. Jungle Boogie is David Attenborough being played in clubs.
Mm.
Apparently, it's happening everywhere. Now, Nath, I tried to do some research. I tried to get some audio of the clubs and David Attenborough, but apparently, like, it's a very exclusive thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, invite only.
Yeah, so you got to go to listen to it. You can't just type it into YouTube or whatever.
I like that, though. That's cool.
Yeah, you got to go experience the Jungle Boogie with David Attenborough at the local clubs. So, Nath, I've dusted off the decks. They call me Music Jimmy.
Oh, do they?
They do.
Where are you? Music Jimmy.
Fun fact, I tried to be a DJ, like... Before I was in radio. That was my first.
So you've gone DJ, radio, NBA star.
It would make a good movie.
What a career. Write a book.
Mate, I will write a book. And I'll get David Attenborough to narrate it. So what I've done, I've dusted off the dicks and I've come up with my own version of Jungle Boogie with Sir David Attenborough. Jungle Boogie. Jungle Boogie. It's one animal
that I don't need. Sneak up. This extraordinary creature is half blind, half deaf, half deaf.
Yeah.
It's one animal that I don't need to sneak up. It's a sloth. It's a sloth.
Oh,
yeah.
I want to take my shirt off.
Yeah. R&B Fridays.
Woo-hoo! I want to take my shirt off. This is
How
great.
About David Attenborough Fridays?
Get the glow sticks out, guys.
So, Nath, what I thought, 13, 12, 16, Rave for Dave.
Yes.
Who out there wants to party with David Attenborough?
Mm.
We'll play you some David Attenborough Jungle Boogie. We just want you to rave for Dave.
And you know what? Even if you don't want to rave for Dave, 13, 12, 16, give us a call and we'll try and convince you otherwise.
Yeah. If you're listening and going, that sounds awful, I wouldn't go to a nightclub, call up. We'd love to get your opinion and maybe try and swade you to rave for Dave.
And you know what? Let's reward people for calling up as well. So if you call 13, 12, 16 to rave for Dave with us right now, we will send you to the Red Sparrow. We'll give you a double pass. Red Sparrow, starring Jennifer Lawrence and Joel Edgerton in cinemas March 1. Easy as that to win tickets. And Jim, we're raving with Dave.
We are, yes. Sorry, I just got in the studio. It's hard to balance a professional NBA career and a radio career.
I thought you were going to say you were raving outside, getting people involved.
Yeah, look, apparently the big thing at nightclubs at the moment is a thing called Jungle Boogie.
Mm.
It's where the club becomes a rainforest. They play David Attenborough highlights on a projector and DJs play house, disco, funk and soul. So this is Jungle Boogie with Sir David Attenborough.
Listen to him go.
This extraordinary creature is half blind, half deaf, half deaf.
So that's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nath, what we thought, 13, 12, 16, rave for Dave. Do people really want to rave Dance with David Attenborough.
And we've got Amanda here from Bridgewater. Amanda, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
We're fantastic. Now, Amanda, do you hit the clubs much?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Well, what if David Attenborough was there, Amanda?
Probably not, no.
No.
Have you ever watched one of his nature films?
My daughter does all the time, yeah.
Your daughter does. Okay, well, you know. So, like mother, like daughter. Who knows?
Maybe your daughter would be interested. Amanda, are you not a fan of David Attenborough? Don't be shy to say you're not.
No, not really.
Not at all.
So what is it that you don't like about him? Is it the fact he's old? Is it his voice?
Neither of that. I'm just not really interested in his...
In his commentary on the jungle. On.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like jungles? Have you ever watched I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Yes, unfortunately.
Oh, but she's watched it. She has watched it.
Would you watch I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here if David Attenborough was in the jungle?
Probably, because my daughter would have it on the TV.
There it is. I think that deserves a jungle boogie.
That's a rave for Dave.
Boogie with us, Amanda.
It's one animal that I don't need to sneak up.
Get up with Jimmy and Nate on Hobart's Hit 100.9. Follow them on socials right now.
Jimmy and Nate. Magic. That was magic. You found it. That didn't make it.
Yeah, Jim, not all the stories we find during the week make it to the Jimmy and Nate show, so you and I, we try and summarise those stories for everybody with a little bit of magic in mind.
Yeah, Nathan, today, one, two...
Three stories.
Three today, okay. A woman in the US is devastated after being stuck in an elevator for 3 hours, moments before a wedding.
Yeah, the poor thing. Once they found her, she was bebride herself. Obviously, the first thing everybody asked when they saw her was, "Oh my God, are you Bouquet?" Yeah. The groom's parents, though, they were really angry when she didn't turn up, even saying that they elevate her.
Yeah, nice.
That was good.
No?
Yeah, no, I did. I love it. Okay. The bouquet one was good. The lobster emoji has been redesigned by Apple to have the correct amount of legs on it. It now has 10 legs instead of 8 legs.
Yeah, Jim, when I found out about how many legs, I was lobsmacked. Overall, it was nice to correct their mistake. Very clawtful. Side note, in case you didn't know, James Bond actually loves lobster stew, but he prefers it shaken, not lobstered.
Can I have a go?
There you go.
I saw this story, Nate.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just didn't want to do it on the show. Didn't think it had enough legs.
Really good.
Magic for you, Friday. You're welcome.
I'm the pun guy, though.
Yeah, no, sorry. I don't want to take away from you, mate. Finally, a woman on a plane in Europe has been filmed trying to dry her underwear using the plane's air conditioning after she failed to make it to the bathroom.
Yeah, she's got so much publicity for this. She decided to release a single. And, Jim, you know, you and I, we don't miss much. And I've actually managed to get my hands on some of this song.
My undies need to dry, and I have to do it while I'm in the sky. I shouldn't have drunk so much champagne. Now I have to dry my undies on a plane. Although my bladder was sore, I didn't make it through that bathroom door. Now my undies ain't dry. The smell of wee, yeah, it made them cry. Now my undies ain't dry.
Oh, Nate, I mean, there's nothing to say. Well done, mate.
Thanks, buddy.
Magic.
Nate knows.
Are you with me?
Or Nate doesn't.
The Winter Olympics.
Oh, how topical.
Yes, Nate, the Winter Olympics finishes this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So you've had 2 whole weeks to watch the Winter Olympics.
Yep.
And you've watched a fair bit of it.
I have watched a lot of highlights too.
A lot of highlights. Yeah. So this should be a very easy game for you.
Mm. Well, I mean, don't get too excited.
Should be a very easy game for you. I will give you a sport.
Yep.
You just have to tell me if they did it at the Olympic, at the Winter Olympics.
Okay. Oh, okay. So if this sport occurred at the Winter Olympics.
Yes. At these Winter Olympics, 2018, Pyeongchang,
mm-hmm.
In South Korea. Did this sport happen at the Olympics, okay?
Okay, will it be like easy as skiing?
Well, I'll give you an example.
Okay,
so if everyone wants to get involved, we need one person, 13, 12, 16. You just have to call up. Nath will be given 3 sports. He just has to get 2 out of 3 correct.
Mm-hmm.
So call up, say, yes, Nath will. Nah, Nath won't.
Mm. No, no, hey, so, probably won't.
So we'll do a little practice. All right, go practice. So here is a sport. So this is dog sled racing.
Dog sled racing.
Was dog sled racing played at these Winter Olympics?
Is that like the one where they are on a sled?
Six dogs.
That's the one, yeah.
34 kilometers.
34. Oh, that's specific. Whoosh, whoosh. I mean.
Now, you're a big dog fan, Nath.
Yeah, love dogs.
So don't mistake you wanting to see dogs.
Yeah, because I'd pay to see that. There's not many Winter Olympic events I'd pay to go and see, but I'd go and pay and see that.
Dog sled racing.
Dog sled racing. I'm going to say no.
It wasn't.
No, because a Olympic sport. I reckon you're trying to trick me because you know I love dogs. So I'm going to say no.
Are you sure?
No. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say it was a sport. And I'm going to extend it and say Norway won the gold medal.
No, it wasn't a sport.
What?
Got ya.
Don't do that to me. You dog.
Oh, well done.
That's a point.
That's not a point. There are no points. Fun fact, though, dog sled racing was an Olympic sport in 1932.
That's what I meant. That was the next thing I was going to say.
No, I did say, Mac, I did clarify it's these Winter Olympics.
Yeah, I didn't listen to that bit.
Okay, and Canada won the gold medal then. Wow. Not Norway.
Was Norway even a country then? Probably not.
I don't know.
No way it was.
Oh, well done. Hey, so 13, 12, 16, give us a call. If you want to play Nath Knows, you just have to tell us, can Nath get 2 out of 3? Yes or no?
Nath knows.
Are you with me?
Or Nath doesn't.
The Winter Olympics.
Oh.
Yes. Nath, the Winter Olympics are coming to a close this weekend.
Yep.
You've had 2 weeks to watch them.
And I've been watching a bit of highlights with you every morning. We get out, watch a bit of winter.
We get out, that's what we do. We watch Winter Olympics in the morning and we come to work. So you should be good at this, mate.
Mm. Well, don't put too much pressure on me because, you know, I'm good at not knowing many things.
Well, that's what it's called, Nath Knows. You're really good at not knowing. Yeah. So, Nath, I'll give you a sport. You just have to tell me if it happened, if it was competed at these Winter Olympics. Mm-hmm. These ones just happening right now, the 2018 Winter Olympics.
All right, let's bring in today's competitor, Greg from North Hobart. How are you, Greggy?
Yeah, I'm good, boys. How are you doing?
Mate, very well, thanks, Greg. Now, Greg, do you think Nath can get 2 out of 3 of these correct?
Look, I really want to go for him, but I'm just not. I'm not really sure. I don't think so.
You know what? Don't try and get my hopes up, Greg. Don't come on and go, oh, I really want to go for him, but I'm not going to. You know what? That just makes me feel excited going, yeah, Greg's going to get behind me. And then you rip it away from me like a carpet.
Prove me wrong, Nath.
There you go. Our challenge has been laid down by Greggy. All right, Greg, stay on the line. We'll play Nath Knows and see how you go. Okay, Nath, your first sport. You want to bring in some, let's get some music, some ambience.
You want some Olympic music?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Nath, your first sport is monobob. Monobob.
It sounds like a hairdressing thing.
It's a one-person sport. It's bobsledding, but for one person. They sled, they push, they pull, and they sled.
Is that, what? Did you just come up with a slogan for monobob?
No, that's what it is. They sled, they push, they pull, and they sled. Okay. Mono being one, bob being bobsled. Monobob.
Not a guy that, called Bob. Okay.
Was that a sport? You had to be called Bob. Is that a sport of the Winter Olympics, mate?
I'm going to say the monobob is a sport.
At these Winter Olympics.
At these Winter Olympics, I'm going to say it is.
No, it's not.
Oh, sounds like a stupid sport anyway. Has it been played?
It's yes.
Been played
before. They're looking at introducing it. It was the Winter Youth Olympics in 2016. They competed there.
And didn't get the call up.
Just missed out on these Winter Olympics.
Wasn't enough bobs who put their name forward.
Got our fingers crossed for the next one. Okay, Nate. Right. Your next sport. Shovel racing.
No, that is made up. What's shovel racing?
Competitors jump on shovels and slide down a mountain. First to the end wins.
No, you made that one up. That's not a sport. Shovel racing. I could just imagine you going,
shovel racing.
How can I stump him? What can I come up with? What will he believe?
Shovel racing. Jumping on a shove, sliding down the slope.
What's the slogan for that? Shove and slide.
Shove and slope.
No, that's not a sport.
You're correct.
Yeah. I know.
It was a sport at the 1997 Winter X Games.
The X Games, so it actually got through.
Yeah, and people still compete in it, but it's been discontinued due to a high risk of injury.
Is there a youth one on spades because they're a little bit littler or no?
Little spades. Spade racing. I don't believe there is. I don't believe it. Shovel racing is a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. I've got fingers crossed it comes back to the Olympics.
I can't wait for the. I'd watch that.
All right, so you're one out of two. All right. So you need to get this last one to prove Greg wrong.
Okay.
Super G.
Super G.
Super G.
Okay.
Did you watch the Super G on the weekend?
No, I didn't watch the Super G. Tell me about it.
Super G. It's regarded as a speed event. A speed event. It's a type of skiing.
The Super G.
The Super G.
What kind? What, like, how far do they go? Do they make a G? Are they?
It's a combination of stuff. It's a speed racing while also going over the slaloms.
The slaloms? Slaloms?
And those little bumps.
Isn't that how you say? Oh, no. I thought that was a language. Slalom. No. No. Aren't they? And they're called moguls as well, those little bumps.
Well, maybe it's moguls.
I reckon you've made this up.
Super G.
That's not a sport.
Yo, bro, you going to do Super G?
Did you put an accent on? Nah, it's not a sport.
It's not a sport?
Not a sport.
It is!
No! The Super G!
The Super Giant Slalom, or Super G, is a racing discipline of alpine skiing. It's regarded as a speed event, debuted in the Winter Olympics in 1988.
Okay, then who won the Super G this year then?
Mr. G. Greg, you there, mate? Are you there?
Yeah, boy.
Congratulations, mate. You won. You got it right. Nath doesn't know his Winter Olympics.
You beauty.
Oh, yeah. And you know what?
Time, mate.
Your prize is we're going to send you to go and watch the shovel racing.
Get up with Jimmy and Nath on Hobart's Hit 100.9. Follow them on socials right now.